Issues with the private company's phone system is preventing inmates in Wisconsin prisons from reaching family members, sometimes for weeks at a time. It's Thursday, May 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Canadian mining company wants to drill for metals at multiple sites in Wisconsin. And months after a tragic shooting at a Christian school in Madison, parents and educators are reflecting on how to keep kids safe. Stay with us.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin prisoners say serious phone issues have prevented them from reaching family members for weeks at a time. Eddie Costello reports the private company in charge of calls and messaging can't keep up with rising demand.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections spent $2.5 million to help supply every state prisoner with a free tablet. The devices allow incarcerated people to call from their cells instead of waiting for a landline. But this spring, increased demand started to overwhelm prison phone and messaging systems. Shonda Schultz used to get regular calls from her incarcerated mother. Now, they struggle to talk once a week.
It bothers me because, you know, their phone calls is the one thing that they have to, you know, keep them going in there, you know, and keeps us going too, you know, because that's our mother.
A correction spokesperson says the issues are unacceptable and the fault of a contracted telecommunications company, IC Solutions. The company says it expects improvements this summer. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Madison police are investigating after a man was found dead in his Dane County jail cell on Tuesday. Police have not yet released the man's name. It's pending autopsy results. But media outlets have reported he was 49-year-old Jeffrey Endress, a Cottage Grove resident, who was facing potential life in prison. Prosecutors charged Endress with homicide earlier this week after they say he intentionally drove his SUV into his neighbor's. The crash killed the family's mother and dog. The father and a 13-year-old son survived with injuries. Prosecutors say the crash happened hours after Endress found out the details of alleged, quote, sensitive crime that had been committed against an underage member of his family. The crime was allegedly committed by an underage member of the family who he hit. According to court records, Endress told medical staff he had been having suicidal thoughts before the car crash. If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call or text the Crisis Lifeline at 988. There are some Wisconsin advocates who are worried about proposed cuts to counselors who support LGBTQ plus youth when they call that 988 lifeline. When someone calls the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, they can select an option to speak with an LGBTQ plus trained counselor. But a leaked budget document revealed President Donald Trump's administration plans to cut those services. Tony Snell Rodriguez is the chairperson of the Milwaukee Equal Rights Commission. He says he's referred many people to specialists with the Lifeline.
They've got to be able to turn to someone that they can trust and they can rely on. And this has been a lifeline for years.
A recent Wisconsin youth risk survey found that 40% of LGBTQ plus high school students reported considering suicide. A spokesperson for the U.S. Office of Management and Budget did not respond to a request for comment. Staff of Congressman Derek Van Orden say a credible threat was made against his family. As Hope Kerwin reports, it was sent in a letter to the Republican's office in Washington.
A statement from Van Orden's office said the threat was made against his wife, children, and grandchildren. The Western Wisconsin congressman planned to miss votes on Wednesday and rescheduled a virtual town hall. Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor said in an email he was notified of the issue by Van Orden's team. He said officers contacted the Van Orden family on Tuesday to verify their safety. The statement from Van Orden's office said no elected official, regardless of political party, should have to worry for their family's safety. The statement blamed the threat on, quote, radical and violent rhetoric by far-left Democrats. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan called the threats un-American. Pocan's statement on social media cited threats made against lawmakers from both parties. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
University of Wisconsin-Madison professors have joined their colleagues at Big Ten schools to formally say they're frustrated by the Trump administration's efforts to dictate policy on campus. The so-called Mutual Defense Compact signals that UW-Madison would help faculty if they're targeted politically or legally by the Trump administration. Political science professor Mark Koplovich spoke about the compact recently.
Public universities should be banding together, whether that's geographically or through athletic conferences or not, but I think that that really is the key.
Any financial commitment to the compact would have to come from the UW-Madison administration. A UW-Madison spokesperson said the university is exploring collaborations with other institutions within the bounds of Wisconsin law. UW-Madison was one of 60 universities included in a letter last month from the U.S. Department of Education. The letter warned there would be potential action concerning alleged anti-Semitic harassment on campus. WPR's Jenny Peek has a story reflecting on a tragic school shooting in Madison and what parents and educators are saying now.
When Kaylee DeLory took her eldest daughter to her last day of first grade, a police perimeter surrounded the school. It was the day after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, killing 19 children and two adults. The increased security was supposed to make parents feel safer, but for DeLory, it did the opposite.
I've never felt so sick to my stomach in my life, and they were just there as an extra precaution. I went home and had a panic attack and just cried until the moment I got to pick her up.
Now she's getting ready to send her youngest to school for the first time in Sun Prairie, and the December school shooting in Madison has upped her anxiety. The tragedy at Abundant Life has also led to more conversations between parents and educators about how to keep kids safe at school and at home.
Anytime any type of emergency happens, we want to debrief it and discuss it.
That's Gina Agulia. She co-leads the Madison School District's Office of School Safety.
Being this one such a large impact to our community, there's been a lot of debriefing and talking.
She says part of being proactive is practicing for the worst case scenario. State law requires all K through 12 schools to perform lockdown drills at least twice a year. In Madison, Agulia says the drills focus on students being safe and quiet in their classrooms.
So we would have an announcement that would say locks, lights, out of sight. We would ask all teachers and students to get into a place in their classroom where they are not visible in the hallway, that they are quiet and they're waiting instructions.
Kennedy Elementary School Principal Vanessa Kent also tries to maintain a familiar tone.
Once it's time to do the drill, I'll get on. I usually have a very sing-songy voice. I'm very upbeat, keeping it light.
That attitude has been a relief for parent Lindsay Busher. She is a second and fifth grader. But before her son started kindergarten, she was worried the drills would be traumatizing.
At least in Madison, a lot of the schools are taking the research very seriously, and they pay really close attention to the right and wrong ways to do things.
But even when they're run in the most thoughtful way, mom Kaylee DeLory wonders about the message lockdown drills send to kids.
The fact that kids as young as 6 years old have to hear from their adults, this is a scenario that not only is possible, but is now a statistic probability that you are going to encounter in your childhood. So we have to practice hiding, and it's awful.
Both DeLory and Busher say school safety measures alone aren't enough, and that preventing gun violence starts at home.
You can't harden every building. You can't have detectors at every door of every building ever.
Busher is the state legislative lead for the Wisconsin chapter of Moms Demand Action, which advocates for gun violence prevention. A major piece of that is safe gun storage. Busher says she's had more conversations about gun safety since the December school shooting in Madison.
We can't take everybody's guns away, and we don't want to. That's not a realistic approach. So ensuring that where your kids are is a safe space is a really huge thing.
Principal Kent of Kennedy Elementary says her school has investigated more bullying incidents since the shooting at Abundant Life. She's leaned on the district's mental health resources to connect students and families with the support they need. Despite the anxiety parents may feel, Kent says kids get so much out of school.
to ease anyone's mind. Most of the time at school, kids are going to school to be loved and cared for. And I think there's so many benefits to that.
And all of the school safety precautions are part of how parents and educators ensure kids continue to get those benefits. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to Jenny for bringing us that story. Let's get a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. A frost advisory this morning in very northern Wisconsin, lasting until 9. Otherwise sunny across the state today and a bit cooler than the past few days, with high temperatures in the 60s, a little bit colder near Lake Michigan. Overnight, clear and a little bit cold with lows down into the 30s. That means we could see some widespread frost across the state overnight tonight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.